Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting.
Let's go.
Hello, friends, and good morning. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
Big show today. Old Dominion comes in, all 5 of them. You can play some hits. I do love Old Dominion. So imagine this. You go out, you're trick-or-treating. Your kids got a bag full of candy. You're pulling all the candy out. You're putting the chocolate over here. You're putting the yuckies over there. And you find something shiny. And it's a wedding ring.
Oh, I love it.
Oh.
It's a great trick-or-treat.
Yes, that's
because then you got to go back and retrace every house you've been to try to get that ring back.
Yeah.
Why? What would you do? You wouldn't keep it.
Well, I mean, what if it was given to you on purpose?
It wasn't.
Okay.
So Jillian and her son didn't realize into the night that someone had dropped their wedding ring into his bag while they were trick-or-treating. They had been to dozens of homes in their three-hour quest for candy. Doesn't know at what point in the evening the ring fell in. The mother said she's keeping details of the ring's appearance under wraps, but if the owner can describe it, they can have it back. I figure if anyone's missing a ring, they know it. And they'll soon find out about it. They've posted it on some of their neighborhood Facebook boards.
Yeah, the good news is you're in a neighborhood. You know, like there isn't a lot of places that you have to go. It's right there. It's in your hood somewhere.
What was the most interesting thing your kids got while trick-or-treating? It can even be an interesting big piece of candy. Was there anything you were like, huh? Because sometimes we'd get those dang individually wrapped toothbrushes and go, who would even buy this to give this to me?
That's so dumb. I saw a candy that I'd never seen before called Squirts. That was interesting to me.
That sounds disgusting.
I'm like, I don't think
it wasn't chocolate, was it?
No, I didn't even open it. I threw it away.
Anything in your kid's bag? It was pretty standard.
There was a stuffed animal.
Wow. Okay, that's weird.
No, that is weird.
Not bad, but weird.
Yeah, I think just different. Then there was a lot of full-size candy bars, which I think was an increase from years past. I don't know why. Maybe it's because people aren't going to be digging in and grabbing a handful. So some people were just putting out a big size candy bar.
They didn't feel like a whole bunch of trick-or-treaters were going to come by so they could buy less candy but bigger candy.
Gotcha. Yep.
Let's talk to Brenda in Maine, who's on the phone. Hey, Brenda, what's happening?
Morning, studio.
Morning.
I was just calling to let you know you guys have gotten us through this pandemic. We have started a trucking business. I go to school full-time for medical assisting, and I work part-time at a local hospital, so it's been a rough go.
Well, we appreciate that you can listen to our show and hopefully make it 2% less rough, you know?
Oh, yeah, it definitely has. It's definitely gotten my commute, so it's tolerable.
I'm trying to find somewhere to go over Christmas break for just a couple days, and I've never been to Maine. There's only 2 or 3 states I haven't been to. I would love to go to Maine, but I'm going to ask you honestly, Brenda, is it so cold there that I should just wait till spring?
Oh, I don't know. The winter's beautiful.
Your blood's probably thicker, though. Let's be honest. I'm fragile.
Maybe.
She said beautiful, though.
So it's like beautiful but cold.
Mm, I'll probably hold off. I'll probably punt.
And they have lobsters and stuff.
Yeah, that's what I hear. That's what I hear. Hey, Brenda, thank you for your call. Hope you have a great
day. Always a lobster boat. Thank you so much.
All right, bye-bye. Let's go over and talk to Lynn in Arkansas, who is standing by on the phone. Hey, Lynn.
So you were talking to David, and I totally agree with you and take your side on that. Because I was engaged like 5 years ago, and he called our wedding off 2 months before and then like demanded he wanted my ring back and all these things. Well, once you get that far into wedding planning, you don't get any of the money you spent back. So I was like, no, I'm keeping my ring and I'm going to get some money back. And so he was like, no. And I was like, no, I'm keeping my ring. And so we hired a lawyer and they said that it, because it was a gift, I get to keep it. It's kind of like you can't take it back. It's like an Indian giving. Once it's given, it's given. Chalk it up as a loss and move on.
Yes, I will not support the term Indian giver, though, because I feel like that's now it's supposed to be a bad term.
Yes.
However, yeah, it's a gift. Yesterday, we had a guy call and was like, this girl gave me money. Now she wants it back. And I was like, good luck. Tell her to sue you. Good, she ain't going to win. But I appreciate that call. And what'd you do? Did you sell the ring or no?
I sold it and it paid for a semester of college.
Nice.
Wow.
And now she's an astronaut.
Yeah.
thank you, Lynn. Hope you have an awesome day.
Hold on. Go Hogs. And can I tell my coworker happy birthday?
You got it. Go for it.
Happy birthday, Katrina. Blue Pig.
There you go.
She went rogue.
Can't get enough of that. Yeah.
Luckily, she went the right kind of rogue.
That's right. Thank you, Lynn. Have a good day. Why don't we go over and talk with Abby, one more, in Wisconsin. Hi, Abby.
Oh, good morning, studio.
Morning.
I just wanted to call and give a shout-out to you guys. I am running my first half marathon this Sunday, and I have listened to the morning show, either live morning or on the podcast in some format or another, every run of my training so far.
Wow.
So I just want to give you guys a huge shout-out for being awesome, and if you can give me a reason to smile and laugh at mile 10, then you must be doing something right.
Hey, good luck. Hope you stay healthy. Hope you kill it and you're pumped with your time. And thank you for listening.
Thank you.
Hey, is there any segment that you're like, oh, this is coming up. I want to hear this segment. Is there anything that you've heard recently where you're like, I really like when you guys do that?
I always love positive stories. That's always just a good reason to get me, like, have me smiling. And all of your guys' games make me laugh. So really everything you guys do, just when you guys are just like talking back and forth to each other, that's fun too.
Well, we appreciate that call. Good luck. Be safe. And I hope you kill it.
Perfect. Thanks, Bobby. Have
a
good
day. Bye-bye. I'll give you three characters from a 90s TV show. All you have to do is name the show. Make sense, everybody?
Yes.
Yep.
Write your answer down. The example would be Monica, Joey, Phoebe. And that would be
Friends.
Right. Ready.
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 Steve, Carl, and Laura. What 90s TV show had the three characters? Steve, Carl, and Laura. Amy.
Family Matters.
Correct. Lunchbox.
Family Matters.
Correct. Eddie.
Family Matters.
Correct. All three of you are still in the game. Next up, Al, Jill, and Wilson. Amy.
Home Improvement.
Lunchbox.
Home Improvement.
Eddie.
Home Improvement.
The answer is Home Improvement. Arr. Arr. Everybody still in? Nice job. DJ, Dan, and Darlene. DJ, Dan, and Darlene. Ooh, Amy's struggling over there.
No, I'm not. Got it.
Amy?
Roseanne.
Lunchbox?
Roseanne.
Eddie?
That's Roseanne.
Nice.
Right? They all laugh there.
At the end, right? Getting a little harder this time. Kevin, Paul, and Winnie. Kevin, Paul, and Winnie. Amy?
Wonder Years.
Lunchbox?
Wonder Years.
Eddie?
Wonder Years. What
would you do? Correct.
If so I good. Sang out of tune, would you stand up and walk out on me?
Doug, Carrie, and Arthur. Doug, Carrie, Arthur. Amy?
King of Queens.
Lunchbox?
King of Queens.
Eddie?
Doug Funny.
Oh, Eddie is down.
Yeah.
Eddie is out.
Saw the struggle on his face over there.
Wow.
I know those other names.
Down goes Eddie. Down goes Eddie. Mm. Two remain. Sean, Corey, Topanga. Sean, Corey, Topanga. Amy?
Boy Meets World.
Lunchbox?
Boy Meets World.
Correct. All right, get a little bit harder here. Frank, Carol, Dana.
Huh.
Frank, Carol, Dana.
Frank. Carol.
What?
Tiger King.
90s TV show. These are characters from a 90s TV show.
Frank, Dana, who?
Carol. No, wait, Frank? Yeah, Frank, Carol, Dana. If you both miss it, I'll give you a hint to get another shot at it.
Okay, I wrote something down.
Amy, what do you have?
A 70s show.
Lunchbox, what do you have?
Seventh Heaven.
Ooh, you're what both wrong.
Oh.
Dang!
Here is your hint. I don't know that. Frank and Carol are married.
What on earth? Frank and Carol are married. That helps me out.
But is Dana a boy?
I'm not answering that.
Frank and Carol are married.
Okay, next guess.
No!
Oh, you have it, Amy?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going to go to Lunchbox first then and see if Amy has it. Lunchbox, what do you have?
Wings.
That's a good guess.
I love Wings.
Amy?
Married with children?
Incorrect.
Okay.
Frank and Carol are married. Dana is a girl.
Oh.
And she's one of a bunch of kids.
Oh. Oh. Oh.
Okay.
Lunchbox?
Family Ties.
Incorrect.
Carol Seaver, come on.
Amy.
Step by Step.
Correct. TGIF.
Dang it.
Yeah, on the roller coaster. There you go.
Patrick Dempsey? No.
No. Patrick Duffy.
Patrick Duffy, okay.
Played Frank Lambert. Suzanne Summers played Carol Foster Lambert.
Okay, no, I can, that blonde lady.
Yeah.
Amy, nice win. Take a second, but you got there. You got there. Would you have gotten Amy, Hank, Peggy, and Bobby?
Married with children?
King of the Hill.
Hank, Peggy, and Bobby.
Bobby. I think it's Bobby.
I wouldn't have gotten
Bobby.
Nope.
Nice win, though, Amy. Did you play her song? Yeah, yeah. All right, there you go. Amy's a big winner.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay!
It's one of my favorite segments. Let's go with the first fun fact of the week.
Five.
So there was a chance that Jennifer Aniston wasn't going to get to play Rachel on Friends because of another pilot she was in. So when they shot the show's promo photos, she was asked to step out of a handful of them just in case she didn't end up being on the show.
Wow.
That would have been crazy. I mean, but I guess we would just know the Rachel, whoever it was.
We've done show pictures like that before. Okay, let's get just Bobby and Amy.
And it's sad.
He's just in case. Everybody's like, okay.
Number four.
So Rich Girl by Hall & Oates wasn't actually about a girl. It was about a guy named Victor Walker who came from a rich family in Chicago. But Daryl Hall thought that the title Rich Girl sounded better than Rich Guy.
Hmm. It's a good song.
You're a rich girl.
Rich girl.
But can you hear if he was going, you're a rich guy?
Victor.
It doesn't, there's no change. There's no syllable change. It's the same.
Yeah.
Maybe he just wanted to sing about a rich girl. Yeah, poor Victor didn't get his moment in the sun.
Number three.
So most of the Muppets are left-handed. Why, you ask?
Let me think about this. They'd be left-handed.
Who's controlling them?
But you're controlling them. The Muppets are underneath, right? Why? What happened?
Well, most puppeteers use their dominant right hand to work the puppet's mouth, which means they would use their left hand to move the puppet's left hand.
Makes sense.
That's pretty cool.
I like that.
I didn't get there in my mind.
I was like, maybe they're just all weird like me and left-handed.
That's not weird.
I think one in nine people are left-handed.
I know. It's very special.
Thank you, Eddie.
Number two.
Employees at Ben & Jerry's get 3 free pints of ice cream every day.
Wow.
Get this. They also hook employees up with a free gym membership.
To equal out. So if you just even, you win at Ben & Jerry's. Wow, is that right? I bet you get so tired of ice cream, though. And I love ice cream. If I got to make 4 food groups, be smoothies and soup and ice cream and then grab bag. But still, I think I'd be over it. Like, I used to work at restaurants, and I hated the food there because I was just in it all the time.
I'm pretty sure I would buy an extra freezer just to store all that
all
stuff.
All that?
Oh, yeah.
Sell it on the dark web?
Ooh.
All
right. Number one.
And then this is just something cool we could maybe consider here in America. In 2016, Japan started giving its elderly citizens a discount on ramen if they gave up their driver's license.
That's funny.
But what would we give a discount on? Because ramen, not as big here.
Pizza.
Luby's?
Oh, but Luby's went bankrupt.
Yeah, they did? What?
Rest in peace.
Yeah, R.I.P.
Yeah. What? When? When?
Coronavirus.
We miss you, Luann.
Yeah.
No.
Heck of a platter, baby.
I feel like I need a moment here.
No.
I did not know that. I look forward to...
I think some of them are still individually open, like a few of them.
Oh, I'm going to have to find them, and I need to go and take my kids so that they can know.
Yeah, they'll love it. It's the coolest for kids.
They're like, what the heck?
I have so many memories
Jello, though,
as
dude.
A
the
kid.
Jello.
The mac and cheese.
I love
the
Luann
platter.
Yeah.
You take your tray, and you get to go to the checkout, and they give you a mint.
And then when they give you coins, it comes down the little pipe in
exactly.
the little bowl.
Exactly. Yeah. What? Mm-hmm. I did not know that. I don't know that.
Yeah, a lot of free lunches there.
Yeah.
Why free lunches?
On high school, we'd go and you pay at the end, so you eat, and then you just walk out the door.
Come on,
No.
That's dirty.
And now they're out of business.
Okay, that's what happened. But now we got to shut the segment down. The end.
Fun Fact Friday.
Did you ever play the over-under game with your friends? You know, I think I can eat a piece of pizza in under 30 seconds. Or I know it'll take you over a minute to drink that entire 2-liter. If you have, you're going to love Pick 6. The new fantasy game from DraftKings, an official partner of the NBA. Now, here's how to play during the NBA playoffs. Pick between 2 and 6 players and choose if they have more or less of a certain stat. Rebounds, points, assists, and a whole bunch more. Track your picks, play against others for a shot to win huge cash prizes. Download the new DraftKings Pick 6 app now and use the code BONES for a shot at huge cash prizes. That's the code BONES. Only on DraftKings Pick 6. The crown is yours. Gambling problem. Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus in most eligible states. Age varies by jurisdiction. Eligibility restrictions apply. Pick 6 not available in all states, including but not limited to Connecticut and New York. For up-to-date list of states, visit dkng.co/pick6states. Void where prohibited. See terms at pick6.draftkings.com/promos. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com.
class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
Bobby Boneshell.
The latest from Nashville and Hollywood. Morgan number 2's 30 Second Skinny.
Danielle Bradbury released a version of her favorite Christmas song, Oh Holy Night.
On that divine whole night when Christ was born.
Dan and Shay dropped an original Christmas song called Take Me Home for Christmas.
Baby, won't you take me home for Christmas? Show me around your town. Take me where you used to watch the snow come down. All of your traditions, I wanna know more. You check every box off of my list. If you take me home for Christmas.
Four performers were announced for the CMA Awards. Jason Aldean, Keith Urban, Dierks Bentley, Brothers Osborne, Little Big Town, John Party, Old Dominion, and Morgan Wallen will all perform. Plus, the television premiere of Dan and Shay and Justin Bieber's performance of 10,000 Hours. The show airs Wednesday at 8, 7 Central on ABC. I'm Morgan number 2. That's your skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Marvin lives in Portland, Oregon, and he had a court appearance, but it was 200 miles away, and he doesn't have a car. And he's like, you know what? Got to get to court. He starts walking, trying to hitchhike. And a sheriff's deputy pulls over and says, hey, what are you doing? He's like, hey, I got court in this town 200 miles away. And he said, all right. So he drives him 50 miles, drops him off with another sheriff's department.
That's awesome.
They drive him all the way to court. He goes to court, appears before the judge the next day, and only problem is ride home doesn't come.
Oh.
So Marvin's stuck again. So the sheriffs, they all team up again and get Marvin back home 200 miles.
That's awesome.
That's great. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from California. A 47-year-old woman was tired of walking. She doesn't have a car. She's walking, walking. Oh, there's a U-Haul. Oh, that's got the keys in it. Huh. Let me jump in and take it. And the only problem is she's like, it's a little dirty, so she tries to go through the car wash and got stuck. U-Haul was too big.
Why is she trying to clean a car she stole?
I don't know.
At least the...
Hey, she wants it to look good.
I guess. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your bonehead story of the day.
Do we ever come to any resolution in Crockgate with Luke Combs' Crocs he sent up here? Or is it just what it is?
That is what it is. The resolution was... You and I got a pair. Thanks. Hillary coordinated it. They gifted her a pair.
For coordinating it. And that's it.
Show's over.
Yeah. Hillary, has anything happened since this big controversy?
I did get another package.
Yeah!
Okay.
Let's
Is it Crocs for the guys?
No, it's not.
Oh my gosh.
Such a baby.
Well, what is it?
My name's on it.
Okay, what's
Are you kidding?
What's the package?
It's from Luke Combs again, and it's a framed letter, like, thanking all of us for supporting him and talking about his new song that's coming out.
That's pretty cool. Frame Luke Combs letter. Really so nice. Who was the letter sent to?
Me.
Just you?
You got one too, but me and you.
Oh, nice.
This is hysterical.
Why are you mad?
Hysterical. Like, all of a sudden, Hillary's going to get all this cool memorabilia because she's the liaison. Like, come on. Now she has a signed letter from Luke Combs framed because she supports his music. I mean,
Why do you think they sent it to you, Hillary?
I'm the person that the labels talk to. Like, they have my phone number. They call me all the time. I help coordinate everything and set everything up.
And Lunchbox, what do you think should happen here?
I mean, obviously, we got to step in and say, look, Hillary, you can have one. You know, it's sort of like the lost puppy you see down the street or a homeless cat. You feed him a treat every once in a while. We can give Hillary.
You think Hillary's a homeless cat?
I don't understand.
No.
Hillary,
we can give her a little treat every once in a while. Like, okay, she got the Crocs. But now she's getting some every day, like a signed picture or a signed letter. Like, we got to take that away from her. Like, you can't.
So, you want me to say, Hillary, give me that signed letter?
Yeah. You can't have the homeless cat coming on your porch and stealing your food.
But he got a letter, too.
But you're Amy. She came on your porch and took your food. You okay with that?
I'm fine if they gave that to Hillary.
I mean, next thing you know, oh, Hillary's the liaison, so she gets to go to Punta Cana because they're having Luke Bryan live down there. She's the liaison, so it's going to be Bobby and Hillary down in Punta Cana. But you wouldn't be okay. You'd be okay with that?
Well, Hillary, there are only two, right? There were two that were sent up here?
Yes, there's two.
Lunchbox, what would you like to see down here?
I mean, I think you got to do a raffle for someone on the show. I mean, like someone in this room, like Amy, me, or Eddie.
I'm good.
I mean,
like, I'm good. Take me out of that mix. I don't care about any of this.
Yeah, I'm good. So,
are you guys mad at Hillary?
No, of course not.
Like, not even what I have. I didn't even.
So
know
you're gonna
that
give
this.
All your treats that you have in your bag to the homeless cat, and you're not gonna eat to keep any for yourself.
If that is the way you want to put it, then yeah.
But well, I mean, no, but she gets half the treats because they sent her a pair of Crocs.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think that. Why am I even using your analogy? But I don't
keep going with the homeless cat.
I don't think that Hillary is going to get all my treats. I know she's not, and I'm not threatened by the homeless cat.
No, I'm not threatened by it.
I just love a homeless cat. Just love a homeless cat.
Yeah, like I love to be take care of. I mean, Hillary's great.
The cat doesn't have a home, and you're hating on it.
Yeah. Listen,
yeah, and it has all this stuff, but it has nowhere to put it. Exactly, that's the problem. Okay. I am just amazed that she gets all the stuff and I get nothing.
So it's all just her versus you more than it is the rest of the show.
Well, it's also the rest of the show.
No,
like,
no,
Eddie
no.
Eddie deserves crap.
No,
I mean, no. Let's see.
And no part of me is trying to go to Punta Cana anytime soon.
Hillary, what do you think should happen here, honestly?
I mean, I don't see a big issue in it, but does Lunchbox want me to reach out to the label and have them take my name off of a mailing list? Like, that's just awkward.
That'd be cool.
No, I don't.
That's ridiculous. What's wrong
okay,
with
then
you?
Lunchbox, that would mean that you would need to handle everything that Hillary
does. Hey, I just tell
them
whenever they got some, send it to me. That's it. And I'd be like, that's all our communication.
But that's not just what happens. It's not just about stuff. It's about booking artists. It's much more detailed than just like, send stuff.
Yeah.
Listen.
You don't even know what Hillary does here daily.
Yeah, I do.
What?
She sits in this room in the dark. She doesn't turn on the light, like, because she's used to being out on the streets or something. I don't know.
Okay, homeless cat.
Homeless
okay.
cat, yes. And she writes some of the like, the countdown, things like that, and there you go.
That's it.
Yes, also, I would say, we call her Utility Hillary for a reason, because
and she gets free gifts. That's what else she does.
She opens gifts all morning.
Yeah. She opens packages.
Somebody
like, oh,
has
look what
to
I
open
got.
The packages.
It's
and
like
also,
Christmas every day for Hillary. Yay!
Yeah, like label relations, artist relations. There's important things happening.
I say hi to the artists when they
that
come
you
in.
You don't have time for.
You don't, though, sometimes.
Yeah, you don't.
You just keep your head down and don't say anything to anybody.
You could sacrifice your two-hour nap a day and do that.
Hillary, I think you're fine. I think it's hilarious that you're getting stuff. If they want to send you to Punta Cana, go for it.
I will.
There are perks that all of us get for doing this job. And if that happens to be a perk that you get for doing that specific job, great. Keep your name on the list. Take your gifts. The end.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody have anything else to say about this before we close it?
No, you don't.
Morgan, are you jealous?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm totally fine with Hillary getting the Crocs.
You just don't want to admit it on air.
Is anyone jealous and they want me to step in? Just say so right now.
I.
Except for Lunchbox.
Come on, Ray.
Ray, are you mad?
No. To stick with the analogy, I'm a back alley cat too, and I already got somebody else on Instagram that's going to get me some Crocs. So.
Ray's working out his own deal, see? Go hustle.
I mean, I don't know what else I have to do. Scream it from the rooftops and nothing. Crickets over here.
Cody in California is on the phone. Hey, Cody, what's going on?
No, Bobby, how's it going?
Pretty good, man. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I just had a question about your gifts for your wedding. Just a little curiosity of mine. Man, I'm so sorry. I gave myself a script, but now I'm so nervous.
That's funny. So you're ready. You called into the show, and you wrote something down to say?
Yeah.
Okay.
I have it all planned out.
No, take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Let's go. We're rolling. We're live here. But take a deep breath and start over.
Okay. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Nice. Okay. your guest list for your wedding. I was wondering if you're gonna invite the members of your old band, O Town.
Oh, it's interesting. Am I going to reunite? Because if you're not familiar, back in the day, I used to be a member of O Town, the boy band O Town, and we had the song "Cause I Want It All, Nothing." I don't want to sing it right now. Can't
sure. It's been a while, too.
But I think we're all cool now. I'll invite them all. And if they all show up, we'll probably reunite on stage.
That'd be great.
I don't want to promise that, because if Jacob's not there, it's going to be tough. But, you know, and Ashley Parker Angel may not show up. But I think O-Town could get back together for the wedding. I appreciate that call. What do you think, Cody?
I feel like you owe it to the fans, right? I mean, it's a necessity.
I don't know if Caitlin wants that to be the story of the wedding, that O-Town's back together.
Oh, yeah.
But it just could be something that happens, you know? Well, I appreciate that call, Cody.
Good to go.
All right. The good to go is right. The
Bobby Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So Post Malone is a country music fan. That is no secret. But now he's put out who he would like to collaborate with. And his dream duet partner is George Strait.
I just don't think George Strait would do that.
But how amazing if he did.
Well, George doesn't really collaborate with country artists.
Hmm. Good point.
Oh, yeah.
Much less Post Malone. I think it would be fun. Doesn't he shout him out in a song?
Yeah, in Deja Vu, this is Post Malone with his nod to George.
I'm not like your exes. I came from Texas. And now that we texting, you can fly away now.
What did he say?
My exes live in Texas. Okay, it's that reference there.
But he said, I'm not like your exes. I came in from Texas.
I don't know if that's a... It's
just a rhyme. The same way George's song rhymes.
Okay, I think it's interesting. I don't think George Strait would do it.
Okay, yeah, he also mentioned Toby Keith as another country star he'd like to work with.
Would he probably would, yeah.
Yeah. The price is right.
I was like, how much he paying me?
All right, what else?
So there was a study done, and pretty much it concluded that parents are totally less strict with rules during the pandemic. So we're probably on, month 6, 7 of just being a little bit more laid back about things like staying up later, eating in front of the TV. Obviously, we've added some new rules in, like washing our hands obsessively all the time as soon as you walk in the door. But everything else is kind of really laid back in the house. And I would agree.
I would imagine screen time is probably a little more lenient.
Yeah, for sure.
A little.
More than we want it to be.
Even Eddie's screen time is getting a little more video game screen time, too.
So the rules have changed for Daddy, too.
Yeah. Is your home more laid back?
No, but Bun's talking about my PS4 time.
Oh.
Yeah,
he's getting a little more.
Well, here's the thing. Eddie got in trouble. Can you talk about this?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Yes.
Go ahead. Who cares?
Talk about it.
He was playing basketball. We play NBA 2K.
Oh.
And he was playing a little too long.
A little too long. My wife's like, all right, I'm ready to hang out because we have time to hang out at night. I was like, all right, 10 minutes. And the game was almost over. It ended up going 4 overtimes. So I played for another 45 minutes and she got so mad at me.
All right, what else?
So there is a picture that's going viral, and it's because there's a woman screaming in labor giving birth, and her husband or her partner, whomever, is sitting there eating pizza. And posting a picture.
Well, what else is he supposed to do?
Scream with her? Yeah.
Hold
her hand?
Supposed
to yell with her?
Come on. He's hanging out.
So, yeah, the big debate online is it okay to eat pizza while your partner's in labor?
I say yes.
Yeah, absolutely.
I was telling Kaylin the other day, we were talking about having kids, and I was like, I'm not looking. I'll be in there, but we're going to put a curtain up. I'm saying above the curtain.
I think that's healthy.
And she's like, no, you should probably see. You'll be so thankful. I was like, no.
Okay, of anybody that's had a birth, who saw it?
I'm out, so I had C-section.
Okay.
Watched it both times.
You watched it?
Yeah, incredible. And I'm just going to tell you, hey, Caitlin will watch too.
What?
Huh?
Yeah.
Your wife get a mirror?
Yep, you got a mirror there so you can watch the kid come out.
This is crazy.
I mean,
I'm not watching that.
Yeah, why?
I'm not watching that.
They can scar you for life.
Yeah. That picture's funny, though. There was also a viral photo that went where this guy was sending a selfie to his girl,
and in his sunglasses, you see the car and another girl's legs out of the car.
Yeah.
It was like a very small, and that's how she busted it for cheating.
So dumb.
Yeah, because she's like, those are not my legs. Yeah. I'm not with you right now.
Honey. All right, that's it.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories. Oh. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
Shout out to this Texas teacher, Brent Caldwell, who's been growing his hair out for the last 3 years to donate it to Hair We Share. He just cut off 14 inches, wow, which is how long he had to grow since the last time he did it. So he's already done this before, and his act of kindness is all a part of Lake Point Elementary School's Act of Kindness Project, which has a goal of completing 10 million acts of kindness by the end of the school year. So shout out to that school and teacher.
Lunchbox, when you donated your hair, how long?
It was, I don't even know how long it was. It was like 8-9 inches.
And didn't they send it back to you or something?
Well, they said they would send me a certificate to say they accepted it, Locks of Love. And I guess it got rejected because I never got a certificate.
He cut his hair, he grew it out and cut it. And then it was so gross, we don't think they took it.
Yeah, they didn't take it because I never got a certificate. I mean, I did everything they said. I got it in a bag, I mailed it, everything. And they said, dirtiness.
Your heart was in the right place.
Yeah.
Then they were, but they were like pulling oil up too from the ocean at that point. We think they may have thrown his hair in the ocean.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, there was an oil spill that they could have used it for.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. This is Jesse from St. Petersburg, Florida, that left us his voicemail last night.
Morning, studio. Something for Amy. Why did the superhero flush the toilet? Because it was his duty. Have a great day, guys.
It almost sounds like one of those robot voices, too.
Yeah.
All right, let's go over to the corny.
The morning corny.
My grandma is 80% Irish.
Okay.
People call her Iris.
I don't get it.
I don't get
well, Irish is I-R-I-S-H, five letters. 80% of that is Iris.
Oh, my gosh. That's too much math for me.
That's a good one, though. It's just, I can't.
That was the morning corny.
Smarty Pants Bones had to get that.
It's yeah. not my fault that Eddie is slow.
Okay. All right, you got it.
On the phone right now, it's Chris in Arkansas. Hey, Chris, what's going on?
Hey, I was just curious, because with your wedding coming up, you trying alcohol for the first time is kind of a topic I've heard you talk about quite a bit. And I was just curious if, like during the reception, if you would be having a champagne toast, possibly.
Okay, it's an interesting question. If you're new to the show, I've never had a drink of alcohol. I do it for not moral reasons. Mostly I'm scared because I have a lot of alcoholics and addicts in my family, and I know that I would love it. However, I don't want to shut myself off from the experience my whole life, but I won't do it at the wedding because there'll be too many people around. I think if I ever do actually have a first drink, it will be in a very controlled environment where people aren't watching me. Can you imagine the eyeballs that would be on me if I'm like, let's just do it right now, and I started chugging champagne or even having...
And that wouldn't be very much fun for Caitlin.
It...
Because you'd have like one drink and be like, what?
He's acting different.
Or even if I wasn't, even if I was just having a great time,
yeah.
Because it was the greatest day ever, people would be like, well, it's because he's drinking. I don't want that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think.
It's going to be pure. There's going to be no other thing influencing why you're happy other than pure yeah. joy for marrying
Caitlin.
You'd
be drunk on love.
Yeah.
Oh.
The life of straight edge. That's me. Straight edge, Bobby. I don't think I never will, by the way. But I don't, it will not be at the wedding because I got too many eyeballs on me. I want to be extremely present because who knows, I might have a drink and be gone and not remember it. What if I blacked out? I'm like,
oh my God. Boom,
oh, blackout.
You turn into Ray.
Who can't drink, oddly.
No, he cannot.
Because Ray, you're a pretty muscular, thick guy.
Yeah.
You can't hold your alcohol.
I can, though.
No, we've really. Been around we've you for it. Years.
I mean, but the narrative has changed. I can drink now. I'm putting down a 12-pack of White Claws. I mean, stuff happens now. I can drink more.
12-pack of White Claw.
In a weekend? Right.
Hey, Chris, thank you for the call, man. Hope you have a good day.
All
right, see you later.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Old Dominion.
How are you guys?
Good.
Yeah, good to see you guys. Have you guys played much at all in the past 6 months?
No. Yes, golf, yes.
Yeah. Oh, golf. Really. Well, first time that we met you guys, this is 8 number ones ago, you guys came in and you did Break Up With Them and you were brand new to the scene. In your set list, though, when you play that, I'm assuming you still play it at shows.
Of course. Break Up With
Them. Where do you put your first hit in the set list?
At the first song.
You do. Yeah. So here we go. Do you guys get all chronological? We're going to do 8 number ones in a row and then a bunch of album tracks you may not have heard. Yeah. Here we go.
No, we got to. Then everyone would just leave. So, okay. No.
Snapback. That was the big one for you guys. Whenever you, it was like, all right, they're not a one-hit wonder. They're here to stay. Whenever Snapback hits, when it's put as a single, like what was that conversation like as a group?
I think that one was pretty much, I think we were pretty united on that one, if I remember correctly. That just felt like a hit, you know, just big up-tempo song, easy to sing along to.
Are you saying that you guys haven't always, what I took from that is when you go, yeah, we were oddly all together on that one. Are you saying that?
I think we kind of normally are, actually.
We normally are. There's a lot of discourse, you know, just we like to talk it all out, so there's always... You know, you're trying to find every angle to make sure you got it all covered. But then ultimately, we land on the same place usually.
You play us a little snapback? You mind?
Sure.
All right, Old Dominion's here. Just give me a verse and a chorus of snapback.
Ready? Yeah. Just right into it?
Yeah. Strictly out of curiosity.
What would happen if you got with me? Kissing you would hit the spot with me. Come on, skip a couple rocks with me. Give me any of your heart tonight. Ain't a reason that we need to be apart tonight. I got something we can start tonight. Looking at you, girl, it's hard to find. No stars need to be wished on. Your skin needs to be kissed on. My eyes, baby, they're fixed on you. In your snapback T-shirt and your favorite rock band. Checking your makeup in my Ray-Ban. Breaking hearts like only you can. In your snapback. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. Whoa, oh, oh. In your snapback.
Nice. Oh. Yeah. They did the old pull like the tablecloth out from under the dishes.
I don't know what happened, but like everything is just a disaster.
Your sound.
I was too. I was like, whoa.
You put out your first EP 6 years or so ago. You know, I'm always fascinated with fan bases and how they grow. But also, I got to imagine that when you first put this out, you still remember some of those folks that maybe you haven't even met in person, but you still remember some of them that were tweeting you that are massive fans that still are today.
Yeah. Man, there's. We know a lot of them. They come. We have like a pretty great dedicated fan base, and it feels actually weird when we were touring heavily. You know, it would be really strange for you to have a show without them there, because they become this like cast of characters that follow you around. And then when one of them, when they're not there, you're like, man,
do we suck
this
now?
Is weird.
That's why I feel like, am I not good now?
But then it's
how
great
because she didn't make it to Northern Oregon.
Yeah, yeah. Then it's great because there's sometimes you'll be like halfway through and then you'll notice them and you'll be like, oh, yeah, there you are.
Sometimes people say, how do I get in to know a famous band or an artist? I'm like, well, what you do is you become a fan way early.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
when they don't have a lot of folks that are supporting them and you are, you're remembered easily.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, I remember people that were starting to listen to the radio show when I was 22 years old and are still there. And, like, I know exactly where they live. I know when I go to somewhere. And I mean, it's a really cool thing. And so, but I'm always curious about fan bases. And you guys do remember those folks, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Sure. We don't always remember their names, but we remember their faces for sure. We had a game one time. They came through meet and greet with a game. And they had us, like, pictures of them all. And they had us try to fill in their names.
Oh, no.
It was, like, cruel.
It was cruel.
Joke.
And we got about 60-70% of them right, and then we filled in the rest with like
Huey, Dewey, and Louie
mm-hmm. and now their Twitter names are Huey, Dewey, and Louie.
That's a mean game. Once, we won't say who, we had an artist in, and he was like, man, I love you guys, and I, being the wise guy that I am, was like, okay, what are all our names?
You are a bad man.
But this cold. Artist, though, was...
Did he deserve it?
Was over the top about it a little bit. Okay. He was like, I'm just big fans of all of you. And I thought he'd be able to... And then he got some... He left. He walked out. Didn't finish
it.
And I was just like, oh, no. But that's a mean game. And I learned... there are two things I learned. Never challenge anyone on names. And two, and you guys may have done this before, someone will go, hey, we're going to do a gender reveal. I was doing a show once.
Oh, man.
And I was like, okay. And so they're like, after the show... You know, I didn't want to do it on stage, but I was like, after the show, I'd be happy to do it. So they come back to the back, and they're recording it, and in an envelope, there's going to be a guy or a girl, a boy or a girl, a guy, baby, a boy or a girl.
It's a guy! Congratulations!
His name is Phil!
What's up, Mom?
It was a boy, and what I should have done is just said, I opened it and did it, but instead I said to her, hey, what do you want?
Oh,
I know. And she goes, I want a girl. Then I opened it and it was a boy. And I was just like, well, it's a boy. It's a guy. Yeah.
We did a proposal one time that did not go well.
Wow.
Like we've resisted doing that. Like for that reason.
Yeah.
But man, it really, like he in front of everyone, I worked this whole thing out with him. I was like, all right, dude, like I'm going to throw it to you. Around this time, and it was like a little VIP thing, so it was probably like 200 people or so, and it didn't go well, man. He hit his knees and asked her, and she just sat there.
I didn't know what was going on. I was like, I was watching. I'm like, I can't really see. I'm like, well, what did she say? And Matt's looking at me like, she hasn't answered
yet,
dude. I'm like, oh, okay. Yeah.
So never again.
That's number one hit.
Never again.
What's the love song that you guys get the most when they're like, hey, I want to play this for my girl because it means the most to her or to us?
It's definitely One Man Band.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. That's definitely the one that people want us to come play at their weddings all the time for that. And they
Which, by the way, I got a wedding coming up. How much? How much
for you for
individually and then together? Because I have to cut a couple of you probably.
That's true. That's true. That's like, didn't like Huey Lewis do that? Like you could book him for, as Huey Lewis, and you could book him for Huey Lewis and the news.
You could buy the news.
Yeah. So for this price.
That's my favorite song. I mean, One Man Band, because I felt like there's only been a few songs in my life where I felt like that voice was speaking for me. That's when you know a songwriter has dialed into who you are. John Mayer does it for me. You guys do it for me some. And that was one where I was like, man, like I feel the One Man Band, like I felt I wanted that.
Well, thank you.
So, yeah, same on that one. And the other one is probably Nowhere Fast. Like,
yeah,
that is, it's that's possibly 1A in my favorite songs that you guys do. You guys mind playing that one?
Sure.
Let's try and remember that
one. He's like, all right, let's see if we know this one still.
Just do it from the beginning.
Yeah.
Grass stained bare feet, she dove in my front seat. Windshield full of road to run and a gas tank full of freedom. Red sky faded to black, a couple cans deep in a six pack. World disappearing around us, temptation always found us. With beer on our breath in a parking lot, kill the headlights so we wouldn't get caught. Radio blow on the dash. We were messing around, we could hardly breathe, breaking new ground in my backseat. And we had our foot on the gas, going nowhere fast.
Nice. I love that one. Great. The other one, when I think about you guys, I remember Amy coming in and you guys had maybe just put out a single and she was like, this Hotel Key song is my favorite song. And I was like, it's okay. I was like, you know, I've heard better from them. But I'm going to tell you, she nailed it. It became like, that's one of those songs from that time, from that year. I was like, I know exactly where I was.
Wow, cool.
And that's kind of what you want is when you create anything, like make people remember where they were when that came out.
Yeah, sure. It's funny. Like when that one, when we picked that song as a single, that's one that we weren't all sure about for sure. That was like one that had a lot of conversation, and we finally were like, the label came to us and was like, we really think it should be Hotel Key. And we were like, really? That one? And ultimately they were right. 'Cause now when we launch into that song live, it's a mood changer. It changes the whole room. So
I was like, you really that one? But then I was wrong. Amy, why'd you love that song so much?
I just, the first time I heard it, I remember where I was exactly. It was around summer 2018
ish. The Hilton Garden Inn.
But I was in Austin. I will shout out Case 101 because I hadn't heard it anywhere else yet. So I was in Austin. I mean, obviously we hear a lot of songs. And I'm driving in my car, and I'm like, what is this song? And yeah. I turn it up, and Austin was ahead and playing it. And so then I started hearing it more and more because I was there for a few weeks. And then I came back in here, and I don't know if we were playing it here yet or what happened. And I was like, the song has the jam. And Bobby was like, eh.
So, okay, we can move off tonight. Yeah. I wasn't convinced, okay?
Then, and so I think a lot of people, they probably felt just like I did. Something about it right when you turn it on, it just hooks you.
It's a great concept too, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's fun.
Yeah. But also, it's not, you receive this title, you know, it didn't make sense until you hear the song.
Right.
And I always liked that about a song.
Totally. Yeah.
Like Matt Still has one now, Everywhere But On, and you're like, what the crap does that mean? But then you hear the song, and he's like, I've moved everywhere but on. And you're like, oh, that's – but Hotel Key was like that for me too.
Yeah, that's what you think. Like, that looks good on the back of the CD. I don't know if anyone has those anymore. No. Like, Hotel Key.
Yeah, when you look at the titles.
The CD, you say, sonny boy.
Well, back in my day, you guys used to slide it in right in the middle of the car, right in the front of the dashboard where the USB is now.
Let's hear some of them had six.
Let's hear a little bit of Hotel Key if you guys don't mind.
Sure. It was
was down some street we couldn't even pronounce. We were stuck in the middle, loving every ounce. Tequila was cheap, but the flow we were feeling was real. Neither one of us looking for three little words, unless those three words would do not disturb. Checkout was supposed to be noon, but we slept until three. She kept the hotel key, slipped it in a purse, I guess. It makes her think of me. And that night we left our hearts on the seas and the clothes on the floor. Oh no, we can't open the door no more. She kept the hotel key.
Nice. All right. Old Dominion here. You guys end song so quickly, we're all scared. We're like, what the crap?
I know, so,
like,
what happened?
Over. Jolt us into applause. Old Dominion's here. What I want to do next, though, is I want you guys to play your new single, if you're cool with that.
Yeah.
I mean, we can always, we're going to play it on the radio 1,000 times, but how often do we get to have you guys in studio playing the hits?
Well, now, you know, we live here, and we're not on tour, so we'll be back tomorrow.
Every day. All right, we're going to come back in 1 second. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
The Friday Morning Conversation with
Old Dominion.
You guys are nominated for a CMA Album of the Year. I did vote for it, by the way.
Thank you very much.
They always tell us not to reveal our votes, but every time an artist comes in, I say I voted for theirs. But you guys, I really did vote for. You guys, I really...
What are we supposed to believe?
I know. I just want to be transparent with you. I tell everybody that, but you guys, I did. Okay? You guys, I did. Also, Vocal Group of the Year, which you've won the past 2 years. But most importantly, and I don't want this to be lost because I think this is amazing, you're nominated for a Waffle House Toonie Award.
Yes, we are nominated for a... I mean, that's like the one, like, the kids were like, no way. So, yeah, that's a big one.
Which of your songs do you think is most popular with the 2 a.m. Waffle House crowd?
Ooh. Oh,
man. It's got to be the Meow Mix, right?
I would say it's probably Snapback. If I had to think, I'm at Waffle House, I used to study every night at Waffle House. I would drive an hour to work, drive an hour back, study for a couple hours, and I'd play that dang jukebox.
Nice.
And it was AC/DC. You know, you play a little Metallica. I didn't like the hard stuff. I like Enter Sandman, though, on the jukebox. I probably play Snapback. Who was your favorite band 20 years ago? Favorite artist 20 years ago?
What year was that 20 years ago?
2000.
2000.
I'm going to probably say like the Black Crowes or something.
We had them play in here.
Did you?
Like 4 or 5 months ago. It was awesome. Well, I guess it was right pre-corona, huh?
Yeah, it was.
Right pre-corona, they came in. Amazing so for us. And they did like a version of what they did.
She Talks to Angels?
It's like 13 minutes long.
Oh.
Well, we were like, we like it.
You like it, then you didn't like it, then you liked it.
But then we're like, actually, I'd have to come in the middle of it. All right, right now you're listening to the Bobby Bones Show. All right, let's go.
That's awesome.
What about you, Matt?
I was probably into I think I was like listening to a lot of Counting Crows right now. There's two Crows.
Nice.
Two wow. Crow bands.
Black my favorite band. Oh. Yeah, Counting Crows is my favorite band.
Yeah, I was probably listening to a lot of that.
That's a good one. I don't know. Probably Weezer, I guess. I can't place 2000 in my mind.
It's a weird time to place. Like, I got the 90s on lock and I got now. The rest of it's kind of a blur.
Yeah, yeah.
The new single. Let's play this. It's called Never Be Sorry. I know it. The music video just came out, right? Am I crazy or did it?
Yeah, you're right.
It just came
like
out
a week or two ago.
How'd you guys shoot the video? Was it super like small crew?
Yeah, it was pretty small crew, and of course everyone got tested and kept our distance. And our director Mason, he did such a great job of like planning the whole thing out, so we were there for minimal time.
Yeah,
he just the whole thing was done in like 4 shots. He would just be like, "Okay, come in." We'd run through it.
Cause you're on again. I'm going from my memory here. You're on like a sound stage
Yeah.
The bottom is even a screen. Am I right?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm too big of a fan. I'm going to be honest with you. It's a little creepy.
It's like, and you lean to the left, and right, Matt?
Either a fan or you're really good at your job.
It's not that one. It's not that one. All right, let's do this. Is Old Dominion. Let's do Never Be Sorry.
Feet off of the edge of the moon. We got that high for a minute. Sometimes forever gets away from you. No matter how hard you grab it. Sorry the sky fell down. Sorry I don't know why. All we do is apologize. Oh, but I'll never be sorry for my hands in the pockets of your hoodie, called you sugar just to make you smile. Sorry for the shoes that I bought you in Chicago. We were walking that magnificent mile. I'll never be sorry. I'll never be sorry. I'll never be sorry for loving you. I'll never be sorry. I'll never be sorry. I'll never be sorry for loving you. I'll never be sorry.
Nice. You got us again with a quick hit. That's how the song ends, though. The other ones you're messing with. Yeah, you're that one there. Well, listen.
We hate a fade out. We don't like any of that stuff.
No. I like when you guys come in, because there's a lot of you. You're like country music's Wu-Tang Clan to me. You're all individually extremely talented. You know, Matt, you're definitely method. Jeff, you're Ghostface for sure. Yeah. Trevor, you're probably RZA. You know, you definitely are such a collection of talented guys that... You know, I'm just grateful you came together. I am.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Appreciate you. One other request before you leave. We're doing the St. Jude Radiothon in December. I would love it if you'd come back and play us a song for the kids at the hospital.
We'd love to do that.
All right. So we'll leave you for now, but in a month or so, we'll see them. Here they are. Old Dominion.
Yeah.
Back in a minute. Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
A California man's about to make a little girl he's never met extremely happy. Kevin Ashford, who lives in San Jose, heard about a 9-year-old named Reese who lost her home in the Fresno County fire last month. So he's like, all right, she's a big baseball fan. She lost her entire baseball card collection. She had built up over 100 cards over the last 3 years. When the firefighters heard the story, they started asking for donations. Like, hey, can you give us some baseball cards? He heard about this. He goes, you know what? I'm just going to help her out and give her mine. 25,000 cards. Donated his entire collection to her. Been collecting since the 90s. Gave them all to her. A team of first responders came to his home to help cart off the dozens of boxes of baseball cards and deliver them. She had no idea what his collection would be worth if she sold them, but he's like, you know what? She can have them, do whatever she wants. Just want to help her out.
Wow.
Isn't that a great story?
Yep.
That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
All right, we're going to play the mystery DM game.
Ooh.
Raymundo DM'd who?
The new artists of the year for the CMAs.
So he sent a random DM to 5 artists nominated for New Artists of the Year.
Okay.
And the goal is to see which one we think responded. It's often the game of who's the nicest. So the options are Jimmy Allen, who's up for Best New Artist. 'Cause when you smile, I see the sun sink down on the coast. Ingrid Andress. But I'm a lady like, whoa, I could bring it to Gabby Barrett. Carly Pierce. I hope you're all and Morgan Wallen. Yeah, I love you more than the feeling when the bass hits the hook, when the guy gets. So those are your 5 folks. He DM'd them all. What did the DM say?
It said the usual, hey, are you there? Question mark.
Now we will crown a new Mr. or Mrs. Country Music based on who this is. Amy, which of these artists do you think was the nicest, and how many responded?
One.
Oh. It's only ever okay. One.
Okay.
Amy, man, who responded?
I feel like they're all awesome. I'm going to go with Gabby Barrett.
Okay. Lunchbox?
It's easy. This one has liked his tweets. She is all about Ray. She thinks Ray's funny. Carly Pierce responded because she's on to Ray.
Oh, yeah.
Onto his game?
Yeah, she's onto his game.
Okay. Eddie?
It's tough. You know I'm undefeated at this game.
You are.
I have not missed one yet. So this is tough because I'm between 2 people, Jimmy Allen and Ingrid Andress. I feel like Jimmy would be on social media a lot, knows Ray a little bit, very personable. Ingrid, at the same time, she knows us too, and I feel like she'd be available for this DM and respond. So I'm just picking here. It could be either one of them, but I'm going to go Jimmy Allen.
Morgan?
Well, I thought it was going to be Carly Pierce because Ray's had her back with everything going on. He's always been talking about her. But I do know that Jimmy Allen is always on social media and he's really good about interacting with fans. So I'm going with Jimmy Allen.
Come on.
Well, I'm going to pick 2.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not going to pick Ingrid or Gabby or Morgan Wallen.
Nah, definitely. Oh.
Yeah, Morgan
Wallen. I feel like Morgan
too
Wallen has...
He's taking a break, he said.
Dropped out for a bit.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, what he was going through. I think it's either Jimmy or Jimmy Allen or Carly Pierce. I'm going.
But he was, in Carly's thing, wasn't he just so into their business always?
But she was liking his responses. She was liking his posts. So that tells me that she thinks Ray's funny. She appreciates Ray having her back. So when Ray DMs her, she's going to be like, what up? I'm here for you,
okay.
Ray.
Okay. All right.
All right. I'm going Carly Pierce.
Yeah.
He convinced you.
No, it was Jimmy or Carly. I was probably going to go Carly anyway.
Okay.
So just to check, Amy has Gabby Barrett. Lunchbox has Carly Pierce, and I have Carly Pierce. And Eddie and Morgan have Jimmy Allen.
Come on, Jimmy.
Raymundo, let's check off the 2 that we didn't pick. Is it Morgan Wallen?
No.
Okay. No one picked Ingrid Andress. Is it Ingrid Andress?
No.
Okay.
Yeah! Right,
good, good.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Okay.
It's Jimmy.
Is it a guy or a girl?
Girl.
Woo! Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah! What up? Woo, 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 woo!
Well,
Welcome Carly Pierce to the show.
Okay, so it's either Gabby Barrett or Carly Pierce. Let's turn them up. Mystery DMer, who are you?
I love Ray always. It's Carly Pierce.
That's hilarious. Carly, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. So when Ray sends you a random message, it's like, hey, are you there? What are you thinking is happening?
Well, honestly, when I saw his name in my DMs, I was like, oh, no, what now? But hey, I love Ray. He does have my back. I heard y'all talking. I like Ray, so I'm always going to answer.
That's funny. Carly has 4 CMA nominations for New Artist, Song, Video, Event. How you feeling about that?
I mean, it's crazy. It's wild. Obviously, the CMAs are a huge deal to me and always have been. So I just feel really honored and excited.
You wrote I Hope You're Happy Now, and you and Lee Bryce sang the song, but you wrote that with Luke Combs. How long ago did you guys write that song?
We wrote it probably almost 2 years ago now, which is crazy to think about, but I had no idea it was going to do what it did.
That's a long time for a song to kind of sit there. I bet there were a lot of hurdles to get that thing even, you know, cut and on the radio, right?
Yeah, I feel like it was just everybody believed in the song so much, and once we got Lee on board, it kind of just started to take its shape, and yeah.
At Carly Pierce on Instagram, she is now deemed, until we have another, she is Miss Country Music. There she is. All right, Carly, good luck next week, and I hope you do great and win all the awards you want to win.
Thank you, and congrats on your engagement.
Thank you, Carly. See you later.
See ya.
Bye-bye.
That's funny. Nice job, Lunch.
Eddie, you're not undefeated anymore.
That's it.
Have I ever missed one?
I don't know
that I've missed one.
Really?
I don't know if I've missed one.
Okay, guys.
I'm undefeated.
Okay, all right.
We all just say that every time. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week. And then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dog's water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone, especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. It's Friday. That means it's time for our favorite Friday game. Easy Trivia.
Yeah!
Now, where we have nothing but political questions this
what?
Week.
What?
Come
That's
on. That's not easy.
Oh, my God.
Just kidding. They're all elementary questions that you should all know. But as we've learned each week, it's a little harder when you get put on the spot.
Uh-huh.
If you miss it, you're out. This is so easy to start. Amy, you ready?
Ready.
Question number one, easy trivia. What color is the M in McDonald's?
The yellow arches. Yellow.
Correct. Lunchbox. Tony the Tiger is the mascot for what cereal?
Frosted Flakes.
Correct. Eddie, who played Jack in Titanic?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Correct, you're all on to the hold on, Morgan. Sorry.
Sorry about that.
Babe Ruth played what sport?
Baseball.
Now we're all on to the second round. Nice job. Easy trivia. Amy, what's the capital of the United States?
Oh, Washington, D.C.
Correct. It's so easy. Lunchbox, in the movie Babe, what type of animal was Babe?
Quack, quack. Pig.
Correct. Eddie, what does F, the letter F, stand for in FBI?
Federal. Federal Bureau of Investigation. Federal.
Correct.
Oh, my gosh.
Morgan, what Italian city is famous for the Leaning Tower?
Pisa. Leaning Tower of Pisa.
Correct. You're all on to the next round. Clap for yourself. Everybody's getting a little tight now. Amy, may the force be with you is a quote from what movie?
What's the other space one? I'm just making sure I'm saying the right one. I think it's Star Wars. But please don't be the other sciencey one.
What's your answer?
Star Wars.
Correct. Lunchbox, what state is called the Golden State?
It has to be California.
Correct.
Whew, that was hard.
Eddie, what's the tallest mammal?
A giraffe.
Correct.
Oh my gosh. That was not easy.
Yeah, you got it.
It's just a lucky guess.
What
Morgan.
Else would it be? I'm just asking.
I don't know.
I don't know what a mammal is.
Basically, if it has hair.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Morgan, what does Fred Flintstone wear around his neck?
Pebbles? I mean, I'm not answering yet. It looks like a puka shell necklace. Oh, stones? Pebbles. Pebbles, stones? Are those the same thing?
Your answer is?
Pebbles?
A tie.
Oh!
Incorrect.
I was thinking of his wife, wasn't I?
Dang.
Morgan has been eliminated.
I think her name is Pebbles.
Yeah, right. Maybe.
And she's wearing bones or something.
We're now on to round number four. All three right. remain.
Come on.
We're playing easy trivia. Amy, what does the C stand for in CIA?
Central Intelligence Agency. Central.
Correct. Lunchbox, Tokyo is the capital of what country?
Japan.
Correct.
Yeah. Nice. Never been there.
Eddie, who voiced Buzz Lightyear in the Toy Story movies?
That would be Tim Allen.
Correct.
Wow, dude, that's good.
Oh, yeah.
That was real hard.
Clutch.
On to round number five. It gets a little harder. What fictional city, Amy, is the home of Batman?
Gotham.
Wow, good answer. Not hard, but a little harder there.
Mm-hmm.
Lunchbox, not counting jokers. Take jokers out. How many cards are in a standard deck of playing cards? No jokers. Talk it out.
Yeah, I'm just talking it out. There's diamonds. There's clubs.
Excuse me?
What? Is diamonds not a suit in the cards?
It is. Let the guy do his own thing.
Goodness.
You're right.
There's diamonds.
Respect his
clubs. Spades. What's the other one?
Hearts.
Yeah. I thought I'd say that. Okay.
Bones, don't give him the answer.
2, 3, 4, 5.
What are you doing?
6.
Count with his fingers.
7, 8, 9, 10.
Now he's at the toes.
The 10, and then jack, queen, king. So that's 13. Then you have to do times 4. It's 52.
Oh, my gosh.
52 is correct.
Yeah. What are you saying?
Because you knew it.
No, I don't know that he knew
it.
I don't know that he knew that.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, okay. I would have had to do the same thing that he just
Thank
did.
Thank you. And well, I guess I should have just started with Jack, King, Queen, because you know 1 through 2 through 10, but I had to count it out.
Eddie, Peter Parker is the real name of what superhero?
Spider-Man.
Correct. Round 6.
Goodness.
A little harder. Amy, what actor played Harry Potter in the movie series Harry Potter?
No!
That's hard.
We just watched this. And then he got naked on Broadway or something.
He did?
And people were like, oh my gosh, you saw Harry Potter naked. What's his name?
That's the question. What's his name?
What's his name? He's from he's British and he got naked on stage. What's his name? I would see his name in the paper. It wouldn't be Harry Potter. It'd be like, it'd be
5 seconds.
Tommy Thomas. No.
That's good.
No, John Jingleheimer.
John Jingleheimer Schmidt. John Jacob.
I can't believe I'm going to lose. That's my name, question. Too. Thomas.
Thomas. Your answer is, Amy, you need an answer now.
Jeff, John, I don't know. I can't.
Daniel Radcliffe.
That's it!
Incorrect. Amy's been eliminated.
I
wouldn't have gotten that, Amy.
I can't. Daniel Radcliffe, naked on Broadway.
Lunchbox. Why do you keep talking about that? I think that was one time that we talked about it on the show 10
years
ago.
You are so excited about that.
That's an article in which they used his real name, and he was not Harry Potter.
But it didn't help you, so let's just drop that.
Yeah, let's quit talking about him being naked.
Lunchbox, black-eyed peas aren't peas. What are black-eyed peas?
I mean, and this I know.
Black-eyed peas aren't peas. What are they?
I guess they're beans.
Correct.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Accepted. Dude.
Yeah.
Whoa. Who knew they weren't peas, though?
Eddie, you got to hit this to stay in the game.
Okay, come on.
How many reindeer does Santa have?
Oh, come on.
That's a tough one.
I don't even know if I can name them. You know Dasher and Dancer and Prancer and Blitzen, Donner and Cupid and Bonner and
Blitzen. No, there's no Bonner.
And Rudolph. There's 9.
9 is right.
And I don't even need to know the names.
It's Donner, not Bonner.
Oh, whatever.
I told you Hearts. Why can't I tell him he was almost wrong on Bonner?
I don't know.
It didn't matter what his name was.
Yeah, you just
It was just the number.
Song. Yeah, good job. Woo.
Good job. Lunchbox. What color is the circle on the Japanese national flag?
Oh, it's red.
Correct.
Mm. Ooh.
Eddie, what's the name of the city where the Simpsons live?
Springfield.
Correct. Now we're rolling, boys. Lunchbox, how many electoral votes do you need to win the election?
It's 270.
Nice.
How do you know that?
Because
Eddie,
do you
watch a TV?
No, I don't watch it.
Do you get on the internet?
No, I did not.
I'm getting mad at Eddie, too.
I mean, have you not seen? I mean, what's been going on the last week?
I don't know. Football.
Oh, my gosh. That was.
We are now. Listen, here we go.
Come on.
This is playing easy trivia. They're getting a little harder, though. Eddie, which part of the body would a podiatrist treat?
The foot.
Nice. Lunchbox, what was Muhammad Ali's birth name?
Muhammad Ali was named Cassius Clay.
Correct. Eddie, what fictional detective lived at 221 Baker Street, London?
Sherlock Holmes.
Correct. We're rolling speed round now for a few of these. Lunchbox, where do the Olympic Games originate?
Athens.
Greece, I'll accept it.
Oh.
Eddie, what's the Earth's primary source of energy?
Energy, oxygen.
Ah!
So wait, that wasn't my guess.
No.
I'm talking it out like Amy.
No.
Golly, I...
The sun, dude.
No, I'm sorry. I
that
can't,
produces oxygen.
I can't
and
give
heat.
It to you. I'm sorry, Eddie. The answer is the sun, but you picked oxygen. That means our winner is Lunchbox! Play that song. Here it is.
I'm happy for him.
No, you're not.
Yeah, because all he does is win is what he says, but he hasn't won in so long, so I'm glad he can finally use the song.
All he does is quote the quote, finally win.
Haters hate. That's what they do.
Nice job, Lunchbox. Let me tell you about the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. I can tell you because I've seen the preview of the Santa Fe. It's awesome. I cannot wait to see it in real life and drive it for myself. The Santa Fe is equipped with everything you need to break free from whatever you feel like is dull in your work week, and then maybe you got an adventure plan for the weekend. So listen to this. H-Track all-wheel drive, which means you can, if you want to get on a dirt trail, go. The steeper, the better. Get to where no one else is going. Get ready to splash through puddles, kick up some mud, make some tracks, because you're going to have a blast. The all-new Hyundai Santa Fe features best-in-class rear cargo space. So whether it's groceries or dogs' water bowls, treats and toys, again, maybe you're out and about, camping gear, extra bags, whatever you need to make it a real adventure, you got plenty of room. And then available dual wireless charging pads. This is probably the feature that I'm most excited about and the thing that I'll use the most. It's great because the last thing you want to do is be anywhere with a dead phone. Especially, again, if you're going camping or if you're just driving down the road. You know, the worst nightmare for me is my phone going dead. Or just a low battery when it gets red. Oof, always got to have it charged. And with the available dual wireless charging pads, you'll be able to head as far out or stay in as much as you want. Got the charging pads, and you can navigate your way back to civilization. You got to check out the all-new Hyundai 2024 Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Just go look at it. Just looking at it's awesome. HyundaiUSA.com. Class comparison of cargo volume behind front seats with all rear seats folded down based on primary compact SUV competitors as defined by Hyundai Motor America. Competitors within this class are Chevrolet Blazer, Ford Edge, Honda Passport, Jeep Cherokee, Nissan Murano, Subaru Outback, Toyota Venza, and Volkswagen Atlas Cross Sport. Claim based on comparison of specifications on manufacturer websites. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Hey, it's Amy here to talk about the incredible work being done by St. Jude Children's Research Hospital and ask you today to join me in becoming a partner in Hope. When you make a donation to St. Jude, you're helping an organization that has helped push the overall childhood cancer survival rate from 20% to more than 80%. And I can tell you from personal experience, that number and the hope that it brings is invaluable. What they are doing at St. Jude is making a huge difference. It is full of joy there, which a lot of families need at that time. They don't need to be worrying about travel, lodging, food. Everything is paid for at St. Jude so that families can focus on their child that has cancer. Your support means families never receive a bill from St. Jude. It's only $19 a month, and when you sign up, you'll get the new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in Hope at musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
On the phone right now is Dwight in Virginia. Hey, Dwight, what can I help you with?
Hey, Bobby. Good morning, studio.
Morning.
So I have a wedding this Friday, and I'm the best man to my buddy that we've been friends a whole life with. We grew up together. And I know you got to do a whole speech and everything, and I have no idea what to say. I'm just drawing a blank on everything.
Okay, I'll help you. First thing I would do is I would get on the internet and Google best man speeches, because you can get a template from that. And so it'll give you some easy things to go into that you'll have to insert yourself. So just Google best man speeches. And then what I would encourage you to do is go back through your time with him and just list out some real memorable moments. And then you'll be able to kind of insert them into to the templates already built for you. Don't put too much pressure on yourself. Don't make it over 3-4 minutes. Then that's long. And as long as you're personal and you're not drunk, just going on and on, people are going to love it. It's not a hard thing to pull off. It's a hard thing to feel like you're prepared for, though. So my advice to you is Google great best man speeches. It's going to give you kind of the bones to use there. And then insert some personal stories, and you'll be good to go. It feels like cheating, but who cares? They're not going to know the difference. They're going to be like, dang, Dwight nailed that best man speech. And again, quicker's better, too. Unless you're like someone who speaks for a living, quicker's better. So don't make it too long, and you'll nail it.
All right,
man, let me know how it goes.
Well, I'll shoot you a DM or something on Instagram. I just followed you.
Okay, there you have it. Nice. All right, Dwight, see you, buddy.
All right,
let's go
Thank
to...
you. Have a good day.
You too. Let's go to Sierra in Oklahoma City, who's on the show. Hey, Sierra, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Really good. What can I do for you?
Well, I just wanted to call, and I've been listening to you guys for 5 or 6 years now. And the other day, whenever you brought up your mother and the, you know, affliction that she had and, you know, succumbing to it, I had to kind of pull over and cry just because I identified quite a bit with that. I developed an addiction in the military and kind of missed out on the first few years of my daughter's life. And I'm 3 years sober now. And so getting to raise my daughter and seeing that beautiful things can come from some really dark times. So I just really wanted to say thank you for being open and vulnerable, because I guess you never really realize how much the small little tidbits like that of your life kind of, people can identify with. And so I just want to say thank you.
Well, I appreciate that call. You know, the first book that I wrote was called Bare Bones, and I put a lot of stories in that about dealing with addiction and my mom and a lot of things that I felt, even outside of that, were so extremely personal that no one would relate to whatsoever. And I didn't worry about being laughed at, but I just thought that no one would get it and people would feel sorry for me. Like, that was my concern, and I never want anyone to feel sorry for me. However, what I found was, and it's helped me with the show, is that more people came to me when I would go do stand-up shows or music shows and say, hey, you know, I read your book, and you know what I remember from it the most? And it would be those exact things that I shared in Bare Bones, my book. And I was completely wrong to think people were going to laugh. Much like your story, things are happening that are so common that we don't know just because they're not fun and pretty to put on Instagram. And so I appreciate you also calling to share your story. You know, I think that for me, my biggest tool in having a successful radio show has been being vulnerable and sharing, because a lot of us are going through the same stuff. So thank you very much, Sierra, and keep fighting. I can tell you it's never easy, and you're doing great, and your daughter's so lucky to have you.
Well, thank you. We listen to you guys every morning, and in the bath time, she acts like she's got a YouTube show and says, welcome to Bobby Bones. So
you'll be hearing from my attorney.
Beautiful.
Because I sue the kids.
I don't record it. Okay.
He's joking.
All right, Sierra. Have a good day. Talk to you soon.
Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye. Flashback Friday. The year is 1995.
Flashback Friday.
1995. What does that mean to you?
I was a freshman in college.
No, you weren't.
I mean, high school. Yeah. Where were you?
I remember 1994, the Arkansas Razorbacks won the basketball national championship. 1995, we went back to the championship and lost to UCLA. That's what I remember about 1995.
That is a detail.
Mm-hmm. 1995, the biggest country song was Dust on the Bottle from David Lee Murphy. There might be a little dust on the bottle. The biggest pop song is Mariah Carey, Fantasy. One of the first two CDs I ever bought.
Really?
At the same time. I bought AC/DC Ball Breaker and Mariah Carey.
Was this the one with the butterfly?
Butterfly.
Okay, good.
Mm-hmm. The biggest thing in pop culture, the Soup Nazi episode of Seinfeld first aired.
No soup for you!
On the episode, Jerry must choose between his girlfriend and a bowl of soup. when the vendor refuses to serve her. The problem is, it's the best soup in town.
Ever.
The character was inspired by Ali Yegana, an Iranian soup vendor who ran a soup kitchen international in New York City.
No soup for you!
Good episode, huh?
Love it.
That's Flashback Friday.
There you go.
Flashback Friday!
Oh, yeah. Amy, what's going on this weekend?
Not. Is this like a normal weekend for me with the kids? Yeah. What about you?
Well.
Yeah, tell her.
What do you have?
We'll have a great weekend planned.
Oh, yeah. Y'all are going to the...
First of all, today, me, Eddie, our friend Nick, and Matt Carney, who's a friend who plays music, we're playing in a golf tournament together.
No. We're going to win it. That's
what
we're going
to do. We're not going to win it. But we're playing in a golf tournament. Jake Owens' charity golf tournament today. So, and Jake was like, hey, because they do music after. He's like, you and Eddie want to play a song or two? And I was like, oh, God, no.
I mean, what
does
he want?
Here's what we do. We do comedy.
But what does he want us to sing? And you want to do a little Call 'em Baton Rouge? Let's go. Chattahoochee?
We're doing that. And then a slightly altered group the next day, we're all going to Arkansas to watch the game. Me, Eddie, Adam Hambrick,
mm-hmm.
Matt Stell, Matt Jones from Kentucky, and his buddy. That's it, huh?
It's
gonna
be great.
Yeah, we're all going to Arkansas to watch Arkansas-Tennessee.
Yeah.
So I have a really fun weekend happening.
What do you mean, hopefully?
Sounds.
You never know. I got my tooth issues.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
You know?
Yeah. That kick could get worse if you can't fix it by then.
I know. That's it. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk Wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card. You call the number for help and you can't get a hold of anyone. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.